In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stevens Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's the Mighty Manfred with you in Little Stevens Underground Garage. It's time now for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest this go-round is Peter Horvath from the long-running New Brunswick, New Jersey band, The Anderson Council. They've got two songs on the new Gem Records Celebrates Jagger Richards compilation, one of which is a recent coolest song of the world, The Citadel. We'll hear a portion of that now, followed by my chat with Peter on your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage. It's coolest conversations time in Little Stevens Underground Garage. I am the Mighty Manfred, and today we get the opportunity to check in with Peter Horvath, lead vocalist and one of two guitarists in the New Brunswick, New Jersey band, The Anderson Council. Their coolest song of the world is a version of the Rolling Stones tune Citadel. It's from their Gem Records Celebrates Jagger and Richards compilation, featuring all sorts of Gem recording artists doing Rolling Stones tunes. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Doing all right, Manfred. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good to speak with you again, my friend. So, let's see. Today's the 19th. Rolling Stones are finishing up the U.S. part of their Hackney Diamonds tour. They're playing like this Sunday in Ridgedale, Missouri. Have you ever seen the Rolling Stones play before?
I have not, and I'm annoyed that they didn't ask us to open for them. But, you know, what can you do?
What can you do? Well, there's always a next time. There still may be a next time. Hey, you're there in Jersey. Have you ever, growing up, ever seen a Rolling Stones covers band?
I have.
When was that, and how old were you?
I mean, it was maybe 10 years ago, and I don't know. They tried. They tried really hard. It just, they didn't really pull it off.
Yeah, well, so when you saw the Rolling Stones cover band, was it like they were like the Stones from just a certain period? Like, were they trying to emulate, or were they trying to do like the whole sort of catalog thing, like stuff from different eras?
They did a lot of hits, so there was a lot of eras covered, but it seemed like they wanted to look like Rolling Stone circa Mick Taylor era, whatever year that was.
Right, yeah, like the late 60s, early 70s, somewhere in there. Well, now that you've got two Stones tunes under your belt, thinking about doing like a side project, like a Stones cover band side project?
Strangely enough, I'm in a Beatles cover band that plays about twice a year. So, you know, you're either on the side of the Stones or you're either on the side of the Beatles, right? So I think I've chosen my side already.
All right, fair enough. One more thing about the current Stones, like that Hackney Diamonds album. Have you checked that out? Have you heard that?
I heard the first single from it, which the name escapes me. But I'm like, well, that sounds like the Rolling Stones, doesn't it? They know how to write Rolling Stones songs. I would say they did a good job.
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, I thought the stuff I've just heard off the album, and I thought, well, it sounds just as you said. It sounds like the Rolling Stones.
And is it the best Rolling Stones songs ever? No. Are these the worst Rolling Stones songs ever? No, absolutely not. So, you know, if it all had to end tomorrow, I think it's certainly still on an upward swing, to me at least.
I would go with that, sure.
When did you first become aware of the Rolling Stones? Like, you heard Rolling Stones songs and thought, oh, this is pretty cool.
From the radio, or my brother was playing them for me. He's 12 years older than I am, so, you know, he had a big head start musically. I do know that I remember I was at Seaside on the boardwalk at the Jersey Shore, and they're, you know, put a quarter down, take a chance, spin the wheel, and win a record. And I did, and I won, and I was like, I'll take that record. And the record was Black and Blue by the Rolling Stones. So now I currently have the song Hot Stuff on a loop in my head. So there's that.
So the Edison Council, now you guys have contributed to, let's see, Gem Records celebrates Ray Davies and Pete Townsend, Brian Wilson, John Lennon. Now it's, you know, the team of Jagger and Richards. I'm going to guess, because you went on the side of the Beatles, that your favorite out of these tribute albums is the John Lennon one, or not? Which is your favorite?
Actually, it's a toss-up between the Townsend and the Ray Davies one.
Oh, cool. And why is that?
I don't know. I think the songs that we picked for those two tributes were some of the best ones that we've done, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I say that every time, you know, you want to get better, obviously. So, I mean, I've been a big, you know, Who fan, and not so much an early Kinks fan, but, you know, I can appreciate what they both bring to the table.
Right. Well, you're on this compilation, the Jam Recording Artists. Other artists on there include Midnight Callers, Grip Wheeze, Nick Punti, The Sins. On the Jagger Richards ones, you do the two songs of Citadel, which is our coolest song in the world this week, and also Connection. You mentioned, you know, being happy about the songs that you had done for the Ray Davies and the Pete Townsend one. Is there any kind of pecking order of who gets to do what song? I mean, has there been any conflict of a song that you guys wanted to do and some other artists also wanted to do it? Or how was that all sorted?
I will say this. The second that Marty Scott announces, like, who the next artist is, I immediately, you know, within minutes, start listening to every record that person has put out, so I can find songs that I want to do really quickly.
Yeah.
So we, you know, can avoid having, you know, oh, the Grip Weeds want to do this song, and so do we, and now we're going to have to fight about it. It hasn't happened yet.
That's good. I mean, that worries me. I'd hate for it to result in fisticuffs. But you mentioned Marty Scott, so we should also remind people that he's the head of Gem Records.
He certainly is.
When and where did you record the Citadel and Connection? Where did you do these two tracks at?
We recorded it at House of Vibes studio with Kurt Ryle from the Grip Weeds, as we usually do. It was the end of last year, maybe. They usually are, you know, we like to get them into the label by the end of the year or the beginning of the year. We're very efficient like that.
Just the Edison Council is a machine of rock.
I mean, we try. We do what we can.
Going back to Marty here for a second, I used to sing, you know, Kurt Ryle listed as a producer on your recordings along with yourself. And this time in these liner notes that I was handed, it also had Marty Scott listed as a producer. So I was wondering, is that like an executive role, or was there any type of hands-on producing that he did when you were working on these particular tracks?
Not necessarily with our tracks, but I mean, he, you know, if Marty has an idea, he will let you know. And a lot of the times, they are good ideas. I could see him, you know, making a suggestion, and whoever the band is saying, okay, Marty, we will try that out. And and it totally works.
So in this case, he did not do that for either of these particular tracks, but has he done that on any of your other recordings that you've done for the label?
I mean, he has, yes, he has suggested things that have made it to the final mix, the final recording. Yes, for sure.
All right. Well, then he is working hard as in his producer role as well. For the Rolling Stones, so the Citadel, that's on their Satanic Majesty's Request. It's one of Keith Richards' favorites on that album. Why did you decide to cover it, the Citadel?
When I was coming up with a list of songs that we could do, you know, something from Satanic Majesty's Request would seem to be in our wheelhouse. You know, it came out in the correct period of time and all that stuff. So it was just a question of figuring out which song would be the one for us.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I it's an easy song. So there's that. That's always good.
Yeah.
We rehearsed it and it came together instantly. So it all worked out.
So you got the connection, the Citadel. Were there any other ones that you had considered but just didn't come together when you were trying to work them up?
Honestly, I think this time, these two songs were like at the top of the list for everybody. So we never even got to the point of we rehearsed a song and it sounded terrible, or we couldn't put our own thing to it. So it was just always these two songs for this tribute.
So you guys have got this, got a couple of tracks here on the Gem Records Celebrates Jagger and Richards. Are you working on a new album? Do you have new singles on the way? What is on the horizon for the Anderson Council?
We are indeed working on some new material. A couple weeks ago, we started tracking 6 new songs and 1 other song for the next Gem Records tribute. I've been sworn to secrecy as to who the artist is, so I can't tell you, but it's a good one. We plan on going back in and cutting some more, probably about 6 or 7 more songs. And we're going to choose a single and then we'll put an album out as well.
So it could be as early as spring of 2025, summer of 2025?
Potential, like a whole album.
Yeah.
Summer of 2025 seems like it's doable. Yeah. I mean, I would hope that in addition to this, you know, tribute thing, that we can get a single out also by the end of the year so people don't forget about us.
We won't forget about you. You guys are a machine, the Anderson Council, you know.
I can always count on you guys.
Well, we're going to talk about the connection, your version of that in a moment. But I wanted to ask you first, like, when is your next gig? When's the next time you guys play?
Our next gig is July 28th, which is a Sunday. We are playing at Old Heights Brewery in Hightstown, New Jersey. It's an afternoon gig.
How far is that from New Brunswick?
It's about 25 minutes, half hour, not too far.
Afternoon gig. How are you with day drinking?
I mean, you just got to watch the alcohol content and, you know, drink water every so often. Then you'll be fine.
Yeah, that day drinking stuff just wipes me out. You know, just a couple, you know, like a couple of beers in the afternoon. It's just like, then straight to bed. You know, just I can't stand with the men on that.
It all depends on how hot it is, I suppose. The way it's been recently, I would just stick with water.
Well, we're going to take a listen to your rendition of the Jagger Richards composition, Connections, in a moment. My understanding is that one mostly written by Keith Richards. It's off of Between the Buttons, and the song is, you know, supposed to have been inspired by their long hours in airports. But then, like in 2021, Keith Richards, you know, he sang lead on it when the Rolling Stones were touring at that time, and he set the song up about saying how this was where people were back to remaking their connections after COVID. What drew you in this instance to Connection?
Well, that's an interesting take. I'd never heard that. To me, I don't know. It was a catchy song, and Keith was singing it, so that was another point of interest for me. I guess it's just amusing, you know, you hear all the stories about the Rolling Stones and, oh, look, it's a song about them getting hassled, you know, which it totally fits.
Well, Peter, thank you very much again for being my guest on our Coolest Conversations.
Glad to do it, Manfred. Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to check out Anderson Council's version of the Rolling Stones Connection, and it's from Gem Records Celebrates Jagger and Richards here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
All I want to do is to get back to you. Connection, I just can't make no connection. All I want to do is to get back to you. Everything is going in the wrong direction. The doctor wants to give me more injections, giving me shots for a thousand red infections. And I don't know if he'll let me go.
That was the Anderson Council providing us with some of their Connection, their version of the Rolling Stones tune that's included on Gem Records Celebrates Jagger Richards. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's Peter Horvath for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Our very own Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats. He's got a new single out on Wicked Cool Records. It's a cover of the early Rolling Stones song Off the Hook. Joining me to talk about it is his producer and engineer, Muddy Stardust. He's my guest next time around on your Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.